For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
Aquata,
Andrina,
Arista,
Atina,
Adela,
Alana,
and Ariel.
Singers rehearse their parts for an upcoming musical at Town Theater in Columbia. The nation's oldest continually operating community theater is nearing its centennial and is planning for its 100th anniversary in 2019. Musicals are a large portion of Town Theater's annual seasons. Executive Director Shannon Scruggs explained that the theater's play selection committee keeps a close eye on the desires of its members when it plans its yearly schedule.
And they start meeting early and start thinking of, what do our members want to see? But then we kind of have to look at the overall picture. You know, is the season itself fulfilling? Does it have a little bit of everything? It's kind of like with The Bride, something old, something new, something barred, something blue. If we can kind of fill all of those roles, we think we have a season that's a winner.
So maybe take one step that way.
There you go.
Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. Done, done, done.
Scruggs said local theater has a great appeal for performers.
It's really nice, and what a great escape as an actor and actress to come sit on the stage and be somebody else for 2 hours. You get to escape, you get to play, you get to be creative. So I think for those of us who enjoy being on stage, that's certainly one of the appeals. You just get to, you know, play make-believe.
I stole the money from my mom's dresser. Actually, she lent me the cash.
Across town at Trustus Theater, Executive Director Layla Ibrahim said managing multiple shows on a budget requires creativity. She gave the example of reusing cast-off items as props for a show that was set in a movie theater.
There was a theater in town going through renovations, so they ripped all their old seats out. We went and picked them all up and put them in our theater and used them. And then after the show was done, we sent it all to a scrapyard to get recycled.
Though most local theaters are staffed chiefly by volunteers, Trustus uses paid professionals both on stage and backstage. Ibrahim said, like others, her theater has a positive impact on the local economy.
We have this restaurant on our same block. They always are asking me, like, are you sold out? How are your sales? Because they know that restaurant's full if I have a full house. So that has an economic impact for the city beyond just selling a ticket.
Scruggs said the quality of local theater can draw appreciative audiences not only from the immediate community, but from other cities and even other states.
We have folks that come from Sumter. We have folks that come from North Carolina. We have people that come from Georgia to come see our productions. And so we're real proud of that and the fact that even though we're right here in downtown Columbia, we feel our borders really expand beyond that.
She added, though, that the entire state has a healthy theater scene.
Greenville's obviously has got a lot of great theater going on. Charleston does. We've been down to Hilton Head to see a couple of things. Florence does a lot of good work as well. So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity out there.
As Town Theater was in rehearsal, Trustus was in performance, also by coincidence with a musical in the rock genre. Trustus tries to bring its audiences the latest plays that often push the envelope. Ibrahim said there are theater groups to satisfy any taste, and that regardless of the style, she urges people to go see a local show.
There's nothing like going to a live performance. If it's a rock show, if it's an opera concert, it's going to that live experience. You get those chill bumps.
Scruggs said her theater's philosophy, one that Ibrahim shared, is to put great shows on the stage for all South Carolinians to enjoy. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.